Today is Brachos Dav Vav. We are on Dav Hey Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom, talking about statements from Abba Ben Yamin. So Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Abba Ben Yamin Omer, Abba Ben Yamin said, Shnayim Shenichnasu Leispalal. Two people walk into the shul. Ben Yonah says, Ein Hachanami, two, it could be more. The Kadam Echamehem Leispalal, and one finishes before the second one. The Lo Himtin Es Chaveru, the Yatsa, he doesn't wait for his friend to finish, and he leaves, and he walks out from the Beis Hakneses. Rip up the first guy's tefillah in front of him. Just ripped up. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Eov, Toref nafsho biapo halimancha ta'azev ha'aretz. That's the dorish from the pasuk. And a person who leaves his friend from the shul, the Torah calls him that he thought, I guess, that when he's finished, he left his friend. Rashi says, Toref nafsho biapo. You thought that for you, when you finished, that the Shekhinah is going to leave with you, and you're going to leave your friend. So he says, no, that's not true. You think that the Shekhinah is only there for you. You have to be ripping your tefillah. And below Ode, Elosh Shegorim L'Shchina Shetisalik from Yisrael. Now that it causes the Shchina to leave from Yisrael. Shneimar the pasuk says, "Vayatar Tzurim Komo," and the Tzur will leave from its place. The Ein Tzur El Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Tzur is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar Tzur Yaldechot Teshi. The Tzur is that's Hashem. This time that pasuk is talking about Hashem, and that if you leave, the Shchina leaves as well. Rashi says, "You think the Shchina is going to leave, and the Shchina does leave."
So what's the problem with the guy leaving?
Well, we'll get to that. We'll talk about it. The im him lo, and if you wait for him, mascharo, what's the schar? Amr Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, zocha lebrachos halalu. You're zocha to the following brachos that are written in Sefer Yeshayahu, in Perek Hemches, and Amar, lu hikshapta le mitzvosai, if you listen to my mitzvos, vayicha nar shlomecha, v'tichas l'kag le'yayam, vayicha chol zaracha, v'tisei me'yach l'kimo. So, I'm going to erase the whole bunch of psukim. And the darish from here, hikshafta, they learn the darish, the word hikshafta, that means to wait. So if you wait, then you'll get all these brachos. So again, so Josh asks, what's the problem? So Tosos points out, Hamispala below Hutus Khabir Torfinlo, so Payers Rabbein Otam, top Tosos Naman Aleph, what's the reason? The Zehaya Payers Rabbein Otam, the Zehaya Lehem, the Vote Knesset Shalhem, this only applies back then, when they had their shuls where? Shahayu besada, the chaim b'layla yesh lahamtin. It's in the fields or at night. Why? Because in the night or in the fields, you have the problem of the mazikin. So you're afraid that the person is going to get hit by the shadim. So like we always mention that there are two people. The shadim don't attack. So where are the shadim found? The shadim are found either in the fields or even Rabbi Yehonatan says even not in the fields but at night. That's the time for the shadim. But the Ri ayama acher filoso umarich achi yotzo kulam. The Ri used to wait. He used to dive in a long tefillah to make sure that anyone who came late had a partner to walk out. The im betokach hayashum adam bav beis hakneses, and in the middle of davening, someone came late. So hayim ayim to say for atre gomot tefillasam. He would sit and learn until he finished his tefillah. V'nola hachmir achlanu. Tos says it's a nice chumrah. Rabbeinu Yonah in the back. Rabbeinu Yonah also says that the reason here is for the shadim. He says he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says the reasons for the shadim, but then Rabbi Yonah says another thing. He says, "Venira dafil v'bate knesset should be ear. Even in the shuls in the city, one should stay. Even shachar mincha as well. Why? Because he has a different din. Yesh zehadin shederecha olam shadam omed yechidi b'tfila tfilas mibal velas. If the guy is happening by himself, he's not going to concentrate. He's going to get all concerned. He's by himself in the shul. He's alone. Tfilas mibal velas. And it's an iser to make someone else's tfila mibal." And I heard someone say, if it's an issur to make someone feel nubal just by him being alone, imagine how much the issur is to make someone feel nubal by you walking around and making a ruckus in shul. That's also a problem to be nubalas. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins l'shul halacha. Halach l'maisa in Hilchos Tefillah Tzimun Tzadi, he says, im nishar Tzimun Tzadi sif tesvav, im nishar adam yechidi, right, mispal beis haknesses, if someone is standing by themselves in beis haknesses, shebesadas, so that's why Sados, which is the same as like Rabbeinu Tam. Then he says, oh, I feel based like an SS should be here, or even in a shul. That's the Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah. Im he feels Arvis. Now, if it's Arvis, now it's going back to Rabbeinu Chananel, saying that because of the Shadim. Chayu Chaveiru Lahantin Lo Achi Sain Tfilaso. You have to stay there until he finishes. Kedei Shalayis Ma Bel Tfilaso. So it doesn't get confused. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. V'yesh machmir afil b'yom v'yesh k'neshesh l'ano shem b'yir. And some are machmir even in the day and even in the city. That's the re. Right? V'im marach v'vakoshes tachanunim einu chayv l'hamtin lo. But if he's just standing there, if the guy is not davening, he's just saying, tell him, you don't have to wait for him. Additionally, Rabbeinu Yonah points out that if the guy comes late, you don't have to wait for him either. According to the re, he's machmir, he says, favorish, even the guy came late, he stuck around. Okay. Tanya. Another brayso from Abba Ben Yamin. Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin Omer. Ilmali nitna reshus la'ayin liros. Right, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us permission for our eyes to see how all the shadim, mazikim that are around us, ein kol biri yachol amal b'fnei ha-mazikim. You wouldn't be able to stand. You would see all these shadim or all these mazikim, and you wouldn't be able to stand around. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, inu nefishim minan. They are so much more than we are. V'kaimen alaki kasla luguya. They surround us like a circle. I guess like a little muster point. They surround us like a circle. Basically, means that the shadim, which is necessarily it's like the Yitzhara, there's no escape. It's in a circle. You can't just back away from them. The only way to do that, to deal with them, is to fight. You can't just walk away because always, if you're surrounded in a circle, you can't go anywhere. So you have to constantly be fighting the Yitzhara in order to be successful. Amar Rav Huna, kol chad v'chad minon, alpha mismola v'rosa miminei. Each one of us, there are 1,000 to our left and 10,000 to our right. Figure out what the importance of that those numbers are. Amar Rava, the crush of people that you feel when you go to the Yarkei Kala, minayohave. That comes from the Mazikin. Hani birke deshalhi, the weak knees that you feel, that is minayo. That also comes from the Mazikin. Hani mani derabana devalu, the fact that the clothing of the Talmid Chachamim, I guess, get rubbed out quickly, it's michuf yodidhu. It's because they rub up against them. And hani kari de minakvon. What is that? That is your feet that get weak. What? They're bent inside. That's minayu. That's from them. Hai man de boilin meidilahu. Now, if you want to see, want to recognize them, if there's mezik in there or not, listeni kitma nihila. You bring some sort of ash. Vinada arpure, and you spread it around your bed. Ubitzafra in the morning chazi ki kari tanagoli. You'll see the footprints that look like chickens. Those are the footprints of the shadim. I guess their feet are like chickens, and you know that they're there. So, hi, my the boy lemichzin who, someone who actually want to see the shadim, you want to actually see them, lest they shiliusa dishunrasa, you should bring the placenta of a cat, right? Ukumta batukumta, a black cat, the daughter of a black cat, meaning it has to be a female black cat that was born to a female black cat. Buchra bas buchra, both of them are the eldest. The likli benura, and burn the shilya, burn the in fire. The lishachke, and then grind up, I guess, the ashes. The limle einamine, and then put a little bit in your eyes. The chazilahu, and then you'll be able to see the mazikin. Or the shide begufta de parzila, and then you should the extra ashes. It's dangerous now, so you have to cover it in some sort of iron some iron pot. Or the chatme begush panka de parzila, and you have to close it with an iron lock. Right. Dilma, because maybe the shadim will steal the ashes from you, and I guess they'll be able to use it in some sort of detrimental way. The lachtom pumik heichlo lifchazak, and you have to lock it up so they don't use it and they don't be mazik you. Rabbi Bar Abba Abin Hachi, he did this chazav vitchazak. He saw the shadim, but he got hurt. But biu rabbanim rachamei alev itaseh, and the rachamim davened for him, and he was healed. Okay. Tanya. Another statement from Rabbi Binyamin. Tanya, Rabbi Binyamin Omer, Ein tefila shel adam nishmas el beveis haknesses. The tefila of a person is heard where? Only in a shul. The kiddush over here is not the daven minyan. The kiddush over here is that even if you daven yichidus, it's better to daven in a shul than at home. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Malachim, Lishmo el arena el tefila. To hear the arena, to hear the tefila, right? Makom rina, in the place where you have the arena, which is where you hear the davening and the singing. In those places that sing, Sham Teheya Tefillah. There you will have, there will be the Tefillah. Amar Ravin Barada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Motzim Beis HaKnesses. How do we know that Hashem stands in the shuls? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Elokim Nitzav Adas Kel. Hashem stands in the Adas. And we know from Eda HaRazo that Eda equals 10, and 10 is cut together in the shul. So that's where Hashem is in the Adas, is in the shul. Uminayin la'asar, and how we know that 10 people shem ispalin that are davening together shashchina imahem, and the shchina rests among them. Shenemar, the same pasuk, Elokim nitzah be'adaskel. Hashem stands in the Eda. Hashem stands amongst the 10. Uminayin l'shlosha, how do we know with 3 dayanim sheyoshim b'din, that are sitting to judge, sheshchina imahem, that the Holy Spirit again sits with them, sheneemar bekerav Elohim yishpot. Here, this is bekerav Elohim yishpot. In the midst of the judges, minimum of judges are three. They'll be judged, but bekerav Elohim yishpot. He's sitting in the Beis Din. Uminayim l'shnayim sheyoshim v'osim b'torah sheshchina imahem. How the two people are sitting together learning Torah, the Shechina is with them. Sheneemar, the pasuk says in Malachi, as nidbaru yirei Hashem. They're right, they're going to speak to each other. Isha re'eu v'yakshev Hashem. Isha re'eu are going to be speaking to each other. V'yakshev Hashem. Hashem's going to be listening. Hashem's going to be there. So if the two people are together, the Shechina is there. So the pasuk continues at Malachi. The full pasuk is, as nidbaru yirei Hashem, isha re'eu v'yakshev Hashem. And then it says, Vayishma, Vayikasev Sefer Zikaron, he's going to hear and write in the remembrance book, Lepanav, Yirei Hashem, Ulechoshve Shmo, and to those who think about him. So, Mai Lechoshve Shmo, what does it mean, Lechoshve Shmo? Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Choshev Adam Lasus Mitzvah, and then that's Lo'asa, a person has in mind to do a mitzvah, and then for whatever reason he has an ones, he has some circumstances that don't permit him to do the mitzvah. Mala Kosev Ilo'asa, the Torah says, the allows for him, makes it as if he did it. So good intentions sometimes are good as well, not just good actions. Uminayin shafil echad sheyoshev ba'osik v'torah sheshchina imahem. If just one person is sitting and learning Torah, that the Shechina resides with him. Shenamar, the pasuk says in Shmos, v'chol hamokom asher eskir shmi, any place that I hear my name, avoy lech ubriticha, I will come to you and I will bless you. So any place that my name is mentioned, that's Lima Torah, and then I'll go there, and my Shechina will be there. There's an interesting ha'ar from the Maharsha. The Maharsha says that when you're actually, based in here, he says that when you're actually learning, when you're learning Sukkim, you can actually say Shem Hashem. If you read the passage, you can say it with Shem Hashem. You don't have to say Hashem or Lukim. By learning, you can say it here. Fine. The Kimei Achan, that Gemara asks, okay, you have all this list. So if you tell me the Shechina is by one, why do I need it by two? If it's by two, why do you tell me by three? It's obvious. So kime acher dafilu chad trei miboi. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Shechina rests with two? Trei michtavon milayu b'sefer hazichronos. Two people are written; their words are written in the sefer hazichronos. Right? Remember the pasuk says, "As nidru yirei Hashem isha rei v'kshev Hashem." Then it says, "Vayishma v'kasev sefer zikaron." So the pasuk talks about two people. It says that their words are written in the sefer hazichronos, whatever that is. But chad lo michtavon milayu b'sefer hazichronos. But the one, his words are not written in the sefer hazichronos. So what is the sefer hazichronos? So it says, Chad lo michtav amilei b'sefer zichronos, klomar im acherim, aval b'sefer levado nichtavin. You're not written with other people, but you're written in your own sefer. Kidarin v'kol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavin. We know from the Pasuk and the Mishnah and Avos that everything that you do is written down. Maharsha says, what's sefer zichronos? He says, what it means is that when a person learns by himself, they can come to mistakes. When you learn with somebody, usually the tabrusa together will allow you to avoid mistakes. So it's worth it to put that to write down in the Sefer Zichronos. It's worth it to write in the Torah, because more likely than not, it is correct. And now the Gemara says, Yichim Yachar Nafilu Trei. Now that we know that the Shechina is with two people, Klasim Yivayu, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that three people, the Shechina is with them? So Ma'ud Atayim, you would have thought, Dino Shlomo Ba'almahu. Maybe they're just pasuking. Who says that pasuking is the Shechina is with there as well? Below Ash Yishchino, Kamash Malon, the Din and Ami Hani Torah. The Psak Din is also considered Torah. Bekimi Achad Afilu Tlasa, and now that we know that the Shechina rests with three, Asar Yivayu, why do you need a pasuk for ten? So Asara, Kadmo Shechina Ba'asya, Tlasa Adi Yasve. When it comes to three, if three people show up, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu files them. If Hashem knows that 10 people are coming to Davin, Hashem precedes, the Shechina precedes those 10 people and waits for those 10 people to arrive. Okay. Omer of Avin Barado, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tefillin. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears Tefillin? Kaviyachol, or whatever that means. Right? Shenemar, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Samach Beis, says, Nishba Hashem Yimino, Hashem swore with his right hand, Ubizro Uzo, and with the strong arm. B'yimino, the word b'yimino is zu Torah, that means Torah, shenemar, mimino, eish das lamo, from his right was eish das lamo, which you know is the Torah, right? B'zroa uzo, and the zroa uzo means, hay elu tefillin, that is tefillin, shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem owes l'amo yitain, okay, u'minayish tefillin owes heim li Yisrael, but how do you know tefillin is owes? Hashem owes, and you say owes is tefillin, how do you know that owes is tefillin? Dixiv, because the pasuk says, when all the nations see the tefillin, they're going to be scared and run away from you. So you see, tefillin is oz, oz is strength. Hashem has oz, Hashem wears tefillin. Right? Rabbi Lezer Agadol Omer, Rabbi Lezer Agadol says that this pasuk is dealing about Elu tefillin Shevarosh. This is only talking about the Shel Rosh. Why is it only talking about the Shel Rosh? The Machlokas Rashi Tosos. So Tosos here actually is quoting the Rashi in Menachos. He says, "Elu tefillin shebaros lefi sheyish behen rov shem shel Shakai." You have the most of the name of Shakai. Shashin ksuva bekamacha bebatim. The shin is written on the bias itself. Right, one has three tiles, one has four, and the dalas beritzuas. So the dalas beritzuas. Where's the dalas beritzuas? On the back, and the knot is a dalas. Some people have a mem. So Salvechik was quoted as saying that see from this Rashi, it's very that we say that tefillin and all the osios halacha moshe misinai. He says that you have to wear it had to be a dalas, not the box, not the mem. And he actually is quoted as saying that for everything you should go by yamin hagim except for that and sitting in the sukkah shemitah teres. But you should change to a dalet. However, those who have the mem have to be yosam even smoke because Tosos himself says no. He says the reason that he says that that's not halacha moshe misinai. You can wear the mem. He says because the ritzuos aren't halacha moshe misinai. And he says so. Why is the tefillin shel barosh the thing that people are going to be afraid of? He says el yesh lomer elu tefillin shel barosh the fishein begavol shel barosh. They're on the top. Venirin, the Shaykh Behuvaro, because you can see it. The Tefillin Shel Yad is supposed to be closed, supposed to put when people put their sleeve over it. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is supposed to be exposed. About Tefillin Shel Yad Mechusim. So according to this Tosos, so you have to make sure that you know when you cover your head with the talis that you don't cover the Shel Rosh. There are those Salvation is also quoted as saying that his father was barefoot actually did cover it, but they're holding like Rashi. So they must have had a dalet, and therefore they didn't hold like the Tosos, so were able to cover the tefillin. Okay. So Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chaim Bar Avin, Hani Tefillin D'Mari Alma. This tefillin that's worn by the Master of the World, Mike Shibhu. What's written in it? We know what the parashos in our tefillin. What are the parashos in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Amalei says to him, the pasuk says, Umi Kam Kreisol Goyim Chol Aretz. Who is like the Israel, the singular nation on the land? Umi Mishtav Echut Shabrichu Mishbayt Kol Yisrael. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Umi Kam Kreisol Goyim Chol Aretz. Is Hakadosh Baruch Hu praised via the praise of Israel? Umi Kam Kreisol Goyim Chol Aretz. That's what he puts in his tefillin. So Gemara says, in yeah. The pasuk says, "Es Hashem Amarta Hayom." The pasuk in Devarim Perach above, right? Hashem Hamirach Hayom. What's the drasha? Amar Lakem Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, "Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'Olam." You made this one Chativa, this one praise that you praised me with one Shevach. But I said, "Chem Chativa Achas Ba'Olam." I'll also praise you. Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'Olam. When did you praise me? Shenemar. The pasuk says, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakem Hashem Echad." And I'll praise you. Okay. Okay, there are four compartments in the tefillin. Now, one of the tables, but there's four. What's in the other three compartments of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's tefillin? So Amalei, so quote similar pesukim. First pasuk is in Parshas Veschanan. Pasuk says, "Kimi goy gadol shelo kim kerovim elav." That's number two. "Umi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpat." Number three. Again, "Asherecha Yisrael mi kamocha." Number four. "Oh, he nosel kim lavol akachas lo goy mikerav go." Goy, that's number five. "Lischa elyon al kol goy asher asar." Another post pasuk. So Mara says, "Ihachi nefishi luhu tu vivati." Well, now we had six. There are only four compartments. So what's going on? How do you have this in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's in his tefillin? So Ella, so we have to combine them. Put the ones that are similar. Kimi gadol, umi gadol, the dami la dadi bechad beito. They're in one compartment. Ashrecha Yisrael, mikamcha Yisrael are in one compartment. Ohi nasa elokim is in the third compartment. Liska elyon bechad beito. Liska elyon is in the fourth compartment. And the kulu ksiv edri. And they're all written in one clap, I guess, on the shalyan. All these four parshios are written in the tefillin in one bias. The same thing that we have by us. In the Tefillin Shel Rosh, the four parshas are written in four different compartments, and they're written on one scroll in the Tefillin Shel Yad. How do they know this? I don't know, but it seems to be the Masorah. When Moshe asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu to show me, to Heirei Naskodecha, he says he showed his back, and they all learned that. He showed them the Kesher Shel Tefillin, whatever that means as well. But the concept is that Kodesh Baruch Hu was wearing Tefillin, and this Tefillin have psukim that are Mishaveach B'nei Yisrael. Okay. Another member from Rabin Bar Rav Ada b'Shem Rav Yitzchak. I'm a Rabin Bar Rav Ada. I'm a Rav Yitzchak. Kol haragil of all beis haKnesses. Whoever regularly comes to shul every day. Below by Yom Lachad, he doesn't come for one day. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashuvo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yes. What's going on? Why isn't he here? Shneemar. Right. The pasuk says, "Mi b'chem yirei Hashem shomei b'kol abdo asher halacha sheichim ve'eino gavo eino galo." So the drasha of the pasuk is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yes. You have. Who's the Yirei Hashem, right? Who comes all the time? He comes to wake up every day, but to hear the Shomeya b'kol Avdo, which is he's midrash to hear the tefillos of the Shliach Tzibur, and Asher Halach, he's not here, but ain't no alone. There's no light. He went to the dark. He left the shul. He left the light. He went to the dark. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu asks where the person is. It seems like you always take an interest in the person who takes an interest in you. It doesn't say Kodesh Baruch Hu asks where's the guy who doesn't come to shul. He's only asking about the person who does come to shul. Where did he go? Because if he kept showing interest in Kodesh Baruch Hu, shows more of an interest in you, I guess. So the Gemara answer is, the Gemara gives a qualifier. He says, "Im dvar mitzvah alach nogalo." If he didn't come to shul because he has another dvar mitzvah, or he had a bris, he had something else to do, then he still has the light. He still has the noga. But im dvar rishus alach, if he went for business, he didn't come to shul because he doesn't have a business meeting, a nogalo, then he's not going to see any light. Why? Because yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishem elokav. That's the end of the pasuk. He says, "My time mishum d'havli l'ptoch b'shem Hashem v'lo batoch." He should have had bitachon in Hashem and not had bitachon in his, I guess, whatever else he was doing. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'shoshe Kodesh Baruch Hu ba beis haKnesses." When the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to shul below Matzah ba'Asara, he doesn't find 10 people there. Miyad hu koes. Rabbi Yochanan, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Shneamar madu abasi ve'inish. Why have I come and there's no man? Karasi ve'inoneh. I call out and there's no one there answering. So you have to make sure you have 10 people when shul starts, because so not to avoid the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we got a little small sugya about makam kavua. Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, kol hakoveya makam utfilaso. Whoever is koveya set place for his davening, then he becomes zocha Elohei Avraham Ezro. The God of Avraham will help him. Ukeshemes, and when he dies, Omrim lo, they say about him in his hesped, I anav yichasid. This is an anav. This is oy. That we lost his anav. Woe to us that we lost his chasid. Mi talmid of Avraham Avinu. He's from the talmid of Avraham Avinu. Now, but Avraham Avinu may know the kavah makom. How do you know Avraham Avinu most koveya makom with tefillah? I mean, the pasuk says, "By Eshkim Avraham Avoker, Avraham got up in the boker to daven Ella makom asher amad sham, to the place that he already had stood. I mean, this was an established place. Asher amad sham, the ein amida ella tefillah, and amida's tefillah. Shneamar vayamo Pinchas vayipalel. Tim Pinchas got up and he was palel, not vayipalel, it's palel. But it's the same shorish." That Pintos got up and he davened. So Makam Kavua is interesting. Where is that concept of the Makam Kavua? So happens to me a big machlokas we've shown him as to where you have to have a Makam Kavua. So right, so they show him this machlokas if whether this is dafka in maybe this is only in your house. If you're davening in your house, you have to have a Makam Kavua, or it's even in shul that you have to have a Makam Kavua. So the Talmid Rabbi Yonah in the back of the Gemara, they say that dafka, if you're davening in your house, you have to be koveya a makom miyuchad your tefillah. But in the base Knesset, you don't have to be koveya a makom because the entire shul is your makom tefillah. But the Rosh and Siman Zayin and actually
you're not supposed to daven in your house.
You'd say you have to daven in your house. Whatever you're sick, you have for whatever reason you have to daven in your house. So if you're going to be davening in your house, then you have to have a set place. But the Rosh and Siman Zayin and the Torah and actually passing the Shulchan Aruch Siman Sadi Sifyutes says that even in the Beis HaKnesses you have to have a Koveya Makam Suda, a Makam Kavua for your Tefillah. And they quote Yerushalmi and the Siman Sadi Yutes, the language is Yikva makom l'tfilaso. You have to establish a place for your tefillah. Shelo yishanehu, and you shouldn't change it. Imlo l'tzorech, if there's no tzorech. I'm thinking maybe if you're guests, that might be a tzorech to remove your to change your seat because you have to do nice things to people. Ve'ein dai b'mash yikva lo beis haKnesses le'apal. It's not that you also says the Shulchan says now you have to have a makom kavua in your shul. You have to have a kavua shul. You shouldn't be hopping from one to another. Right, ain't die b'mash yikvelo beis haKnesses palel elagam beis haKnesses shakavua ba. Even your established shul, sarach sheyel lo makom kavua. There, you also have to have a makom kavua. So the concept of a makom kavua is paskin halacha, but only if there is no reason. If there's a reason to switch around, then it's important to switch around. Okay, continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rabbi Rav Huna. Rabbi Chelbo says in the name of Rav Huna, Hayotsemi beis haKnesses. If someone is leaving the shul, al yafsiya psigasa. Don't take big steps. You shouldn't run away from the shul. Amar Abaye lo amaron ella lemeipar. That's only if you're leaving. Aval lemeil. But when you're coming into the shul, mitzvah lemirhat. It's a mitzvah to run. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, v'neida nirdefa ledas es Hashem. I guess you're gonna get up and you're gonna run to know Hashem. It's a mitzvah to run, to chase, and to run after Hashem. So now I'm not sure what Abaye is doing over here. Is Abaye arguing? Because Rabbi Chelbo said, Dafka said, Hayotsim beis haKnesses. And Abaye says, that's only if you're leaving. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what Rabbi says, Lo amar el lemeipak, only if you're leaving. But to go in, Rabbi Chelbo never mentioned about going in. He says, Dafka, Hayotsim beis haKnesses. I'm not sure if Abaye is maybe an independent statement. I don't know if he's arguing at all. I'm just not exactly sure what Abaye is saying over here in connection to what Rabbi Chelbo is saying. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said, Meirish, originally, he have a chazinu l'rabbana. When I saw the Talmud Yeshiva, the karahite l'pirka b'shapsa, they would run on Shabbos. They wouldn't run out, they would run to hear the drasha on Shabbos. Amida kamachali rapsa shabsa. I thought that there would be machal Shabbos because you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. You learn that from the pasuk Yeshayahu, it says im tashiv mishavas raglecha, and the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that you cannot allowed to run. So he thought there'd be machal Shabbos by running. But then he says kavan shemin laha. But then when I heard the following memra, the Rabbi Tanchum Amar Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi, la'olam yoritz adam dvar halacha. A person should always run to dvar halacha. Some have the gears of the dvar mitzvah. Right, you always run to a dvar mitzvah. I feel b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you should run. That brings down that slach brings down that your running shouldn't be because you're late. Then you're running because you're late. The running should be that you're running to the actual mitzvah. So came the shemar lein the Rabbi Tachum Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi l'olam yoritz adam dvar halacha. I feel b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Shemar, the pasuk says, Acharei Hashem yelchu ke'aryeh yishag. After Hashem, you should go after like a roaring lion. Like you have to run from away from a lion, I guess, to go to the Dvar Mitzvah. So ani namer rahitna. So I now also run as well. Originally, I thought you would mechal Shabbos by running. Now I actually do it because I know that that's appropriate. Okay. Now, talking about going to a drasha. We're talking about other things about going to the drasha. So Ami Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, Agra de pirka rahata. The ikar schar that people get when they run to hear the drasha is not the actual drasha itself. They get the schar for running to the drasha. Why are they not getting schar for listening to the drasha? So Rashi gives, I think, a depressing shot. He says, ikar de pirka, it's on the right side. He says, ikar kibul schar abrius haratz in the shmol drasha, mipia kacham hi schar merutza. The schar you get is for running. So Yerubam eina mevinin lahamid girsa. Most of them don't understand what's going on. Velomar shmul pirabon, they can't repeat it. See that, right? They're not going to get schar limud, but just listen to the shir. Just listen to the shir, you don't have to get schar limud. If you can't repeat it, you're not going to get schar. It's not the ikra limud. So I saw there was a sefer, when I was in yeshiva, there was a sefer called Hadranalon. We talk about the importance of doing chazara. And he quotes this Rashi. He says, you see here that you have to do chazara, because if you don't understand what's going on, if you forget it, you can't repeat it over, it's not ikra limud. You don't get schar for that. You're getting schar here for the running to the shir. You're not getting schar for the actual limud. So he quoted from here. I mean, you don't have to learn Rashi that way, but he's quoting from here that you get the schar for remembering it, and therefore you have to do chazara. Okay. I guess that's most of all of us doing daf yom is that not enough just to do the daf in the morning. You have to chazar it, so you know it. Amar Abaye, Agra Dechala Duka, the ikar schar that people receive when they get together on Shabbos before the regel to hear the Hilchos HaRegel, to hear from the Yarchi Kala, that's on the the duchka, that's the pressure or that everyone's there. All the I think that's what it means. The squeeze. Okay, right. So Amar Rava Igor the Shmaita Svara. The Iker Schar by when you learn sugyos is the tircha. Right. Rashi says is shehu yiga v'torich who mechashiv lahavin time or shadaver. The Iker Schar that you get from learning is not necessarily coming to get understanding, but it is, which is weird because it's different than listening. The Iker Schar is the yigia and the amelus that you put into it. Amr of Abra Papa, Agra de Veitamya Shisitsuka. The ikaskar that you get when you go to a base avel is not to talk to the avel, but it's on the fact that you are quiet. And Allah is, when you go to a base avel, you're not supposed to speak until spoken to, essentially. You have those who come and they just start, they just speak like crazy, but that's not the way to be Menachem Avel. Amr Marzutra, Agra de Tanis, gets when he has a tainis, is on the stucker that they give at the end of a tainis, Rashi says. The Aniyim have no food. They just fasted. They have nothing to eat. So the Ikar Schar Tainis, after the Tainis, you give them the... Again, I think the Musaf from there is that the actual fasting is not necessarily the mitzvah. The fasting has to put you in a certain frame of mind that you go ahead and you improve and then do mitzvah. So you think about what happened. The Ikar Schar is not necessarily the fast itself. That may be the Maisa mitzvah, not necessarily the Kiyama mitzvah. Amar Rav Sheshes, Agra the Haspeda de Luyai. The Ikar Schar that one gets when he goes to a Hesped is the Kina and the Tsar that you cause other people to be sad. And Ravashi Igra de Behilula Mile. The Ikar Schar that one gets when he goes to the Simcha Chasam Kala is the fact that you speak one nice things about him. It's the toast, I guess, that you get the Ikar Schar for. Amar Rav Huna. also lech lemaisa topic. Amar Rahuna, kol hamispalel acharei beis hakneses. Whoever davens behind the wall, right behind in the back or whatever that means of the shul, nikra rasha. He's called a rasha. Shenemar saviv rishayim yishalchun. And the outside is the rishayim walk. See, what? So you draw the arshim of this pasuk that those who daven on the outskirts of the base of the shul and they don't go inside, I guess they are called the rishayim. So hanging out outside, they're not. I'm assuming those who are in that place had daven before. They didn't. I don't know. So Amar Abaye lo amaron el lo mahadra apel beknishta. This is only talking about a person who's behind the wall. He's not facing the shul. Abal mahadra apel beknishta. But if he's in the back, facing the way everyone else is facing, then less lambo. That's not a problem. Question I have is, like, what about the way you sit in certain shuls where you sit face to face. Some people have their back to the aron. They're facing different ways. That, according to this next story, may be a problem. I don't know. Ahu gavra the kamatzi achuri beknishta. You had a guy who was davening. Right, but I guess right, but maybe you're turning around. So for the tefillah you're facing. Okay, so I guess I think it's not so conducive for quiet davening, but still may not be the best. Now, who got? We had this guy, the Kamatze Achor Beit Knishta. You have to figure out what Achor Beit Knishta is. Machlokes Rishonim, the Achor Beit Knishta is only on the outside, or it's even inside behind the wall. If it's facing backwards, different shittos of the Rishonim of what Achor Beit Knishta means. So you had this guy, the Kamatze Achor Beit Knishta, who was davening Achor Beit Knishta. It's funny, he was actually davening Achor Beit Knishta. He wasn't just milling around, he was davening. He didn't turn around to face the shul. So Chalaf Eliyahu came there, the Chazeh, and he saw this person, Idamele Kitayah, and he peered to this person, like he's an Arab merchant. Amrlei kedu var kayamis kamei marach. I think it means that you are making it look like they're two rishuyos, that they're two different gods. Because everyone's davening one way, and you're davening the other way. So it looks like they're two gods. Now, wild line, shalos safserei safseira bikatle. So Eliyahu took out his sword and killed him. Now, some don't have this girsa. The Rif doesn't have this girsa, but nevertheless, Eliyahu killed the guy because it looked like he's waiting for the Zara, because everyone's facing one way, and he's facing the other way. This is a person who's even davening. So imagine if you're outside not davening. So it's not the... I don't know if you can say halacha l'maisa, but basically you shouldn't be outside milling around, you should be inside the shul davening. Okay, Amar Leih Ahu Meirabanan L'Rabbeivi Barabaye. So one of the Chachamim said to Rabbeivi Barabaye, but Amar Leih, and some say Rabbeivi L'Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. He said it to Rabbeivi, the son of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. My, what the Pasuk says, Kirum Zulus Livnei Adam. This is the words of the Pasuk that come right after Savri Vishayim Yishalchon. We just learned the Pasuk of Savri Vishayim Yishalchon to teach us that you can't be Davin Achori Beis, that you're Russian to Davin in the Achori Beis HaKnesses. What is the continuation of that Pasuk mean? So Amrolei, so he says, what's Krum? It means Elu Devarim She'onim Birumo She'olam Kirum. Kirum doesn't mean Krum, it means Kirum, like on high. These are the things that are on the heights of the world, which are Tefillah, which goes all the way up to the Shemayim. Upnei Adam Mizalzelin Bahen. It says Krum Zilus, and he learns out there Zilzul. So you have these things that are utmost on high, and people are Mizalzel them. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, they learn Pasuk differently. The Amri Tarvayu, they say as follows. Kevan Shenistarech Adam Librios. Once a person needs help or assistance from other people, Panav Mishtanos Kichrum, his face turns colors like the Chrum, Shenemar, Krum Zulus Livnei Adon. You turn Krum when you need other people. So my Krum. So what's the Krum? So it's some type of bird. Yasser Ravdimi Amar Of Echad Yish Bikarche Hayam. There was one bird on the other sides of the sea. Ukrum Shmo, and it's called a Krum. The cave of Chachama Zorechas, and when the sun shines on it, Misapech Lekama Givanim, it turns into very various different colors. Because so too, a person who needs other people, he gets comes like a crow. He gets embarrassed. His face turns colors. That's what mainly red, but his face turns colors. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, the Amri Tarvayu, they both say as follows: that a person who needs to hang his hat and to lean on other people, ki ilu nido mishnei dinim. It's very difficult for him. It's almost as if he was judged for two harsh dinim. Eshumayim, that he drowns or gets burned. Shenamar, hirkafta enosh l'roshenu banu be'eshumayim. So hirkafta enosh l'roshenu means that if someone is a rosh to us, I mean, I'm serving to somebody else, or I have to rely on him, then we are like, then banu be'eshumayim. It's like we were nidon be'eshumayim. So it's the independence is important. It's embarrassing. It's very difficult to be, you know, not to be self-sufficient. V'amar Rabbi Chelbo, back to Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, L'olva may Adam Zar B'tfilas Mincha. Should always be very careful when it comes to Mincha, to daven it right away. Because Sharei Eliyahu Hanavi, when it came to Har Carmel, Lo Nena, the Eish didn't come from Shemayim, Ela B'tfilas Mincha. Came at the beginning of the time of Tfilas Mincha, Shneemar, the Pasuk says, Vayihi Ba'alos HaMincha, and that was at the beginning of the time of Mincha, Vayigash Eliyahu Hanavi Vayomer, and he gets up there, he says, Hashem, okay, Avraham Yitzchak Yisrael, and Aneni Hashem Aneni, and then the Pasuk says, Vatipol Eish. So the Eish came down to Eliyahu at the Mincha. So Aneni Hashem Aneni, what was that? That was what he said, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Aneni Shateri Eish Min HaShemayim. Aneni says two Aneni's. What's he diving for? What are the two things he's diving for? Number one, that the Eish should come down, the fire should come down from Shemayim and consume the carbon. The Aneni Shalom Yomer Masik Shachim. Aneni, that they would believe that it came from Shemayim and not that it was some sort of magic trick. Mincha, they always point out, it's the most difficult to feel in the day. In the morning, you wake up, go shacharis, maariv, daven at night. Mincha, you guys stop your workday to go daven. Rab Yochanan Amar Atfilas Arvis. You have to be careful by Tfilas Maariv as well. Shneemar Tikon Tfilasi Kitoris Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Erev. So it's Tikon Tfilasi Kitoris Lefanecha. That would be a beautiful thing. My Tfila Kitoris Lefanecha is when the Kitoris it says Tikon Tfilasi Kitoris Lefanecha. You should daven the Tfila right next to the time when the Zad Marashar explains that you should learn from this pasuk that you have to be so make the tefillah mariv to the ketoros, which is burnt bein harbayim. So because the ketoros is done right after the tamid, and the tamid is the last avoda at the very end of mincha. Then the ketoros, which is bein harbayim, and then you should daven mariv right then and there. So the idea is that you should daven mariv right away, so you don't, same reason about kriyas shema, so you don't forget and you don't go and do other things and not daven later in the day. I guess if you have a kavua time, then that's always the way to get around it is by saying, oh, I have a minyan kavua, and then you go daven there. But if Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Atfilu Shachris, have to be very careful to the Shachris as well. Shneemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli. Hashem, in the morning when you hear my voice, Boker Erach Lechav. That's a pes. In the morning I'll get set and I'll cry out to you. So basically, you have to be very careful to make sure you daven every day. Shachris Mechul Mar. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Kol Hanena Misudas Chasam Ve'Eno Misamcho. Whoever is Nene from the wedding feast, the Eno Misamcho, but doesn't dance. I mean, you go to the marina, you have the shmorg, make sure that you dance as well. Of course, if you don't dance, over the Chamisha Kolos, you violate your Mezaza with five Kolos that occurs Baruch Hu Mezvarachas Yisrael, because it says, Kol Sason, Ve'Kol Simcha, Kol Chasam, Kol Kala, Kol Orim Hoduos Hashem Tzmakos. So when it comes to this five kolos by the chasam kala, if you're mezazel and you don't have simchas chasam kala, you violate your mezazel and those five kolos. The im esamcho, and if you are mezamcho, maischaru. It's not. It's funny. It's not like if you have to do this, but even if you do it, you still get bracha. It's not like you get nothing if you do it. If you don't do it, you zilzul. If you do it, you get brachos. The im esamcho maischaru. What's the schar? Am Rav Shua ben Levi zocha l'Torah. You zocha to Torah. She nitma b'chamisha kolos. But the Torah was given in five kolos. So the pasuk says by Matan Torah, "Ahi bayom hashlishi biyosef boker v'yikolos." That's two brachim anu kaved al har v'kol shofar, and kol shofar is three, right? And then it also says, "Vayhi kol hashofar" is number four, "Velokim yanenu b'kol" is number five. So five kolos by Matan Torah. Wait, there are more. "Eni v'haksiv v'kol amroim es hakolos." Everyone saw the kolos. So that's seven. So Gemara says, "No, osu kolos to kol Matan Torah havu." The kolos that the nation saw was before Matan Torah. There were seven kolos, but the Torah was given with five. So if you dance with the chasam kala, you are zocha to the Torah that was given with five kolos. Rabbi Yabo Amar, that if you dance with the chasam kala, with masameh chasam, what's that? Then ki'ilu hikriv toda. As if you're makriv a korban toda, because at the end of the pasuk, kol simcha, kol sasam, kol simcha, the pasuk says, mivim toda veis Hashem, you bring a korban toda. So dancing with the chasam is equivalent to bringing a korban toda. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, ki'ilu bana achas mechorbas Yerushalayim. It's as if you built one of the ruins of Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says, continuation of the pasuk says, "Tiashiv eshvus haaretz kavrishona amar Hashem," because I'm going to return people as if they were originally. Originally means you're going to rebuild Yerushalayim. So if you dance with the chasam, it's as if you rebuilt one of the forms of Yerushalayim. The Amar Rabbi Chelbo. Let's finish up the Rabbi Chelbo. So Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, kol adam sheishbo Yerushalayim, whoever has Yerushalayim, devarav nishmayin, other people will listen to him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says at the end of Koheles, Sof Tavara Kol Nishma, at the end of the days everything is heard, Es Elokim Yira, someone has Yerushalayim, his words are going to be heard. That's the drasha of the pasuk. That's not the pasuk shan, the pasuk, but that's the drasha. So, my Kizek Kol Adam, the pasuk ends, Kizek Kol Adam, Amar Rabbi, this is the whole thing of the person. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Am Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. The whole world was not created only for this person who has Yira Shemayim. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Shakul Zeh. This person who has Yira Shemayim is equivalent Kinega Kol Am Kulo. He's equivalent to the entire world because he has Yira Shemayim. Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai Omer. Mar says you have to have Yira Shemayim. Doesn't exactly say what Yira Shemayim is. That's I guess we kind of know what that is intuitively, but the Gemara is saying you must have Yira Shemayim. Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Nivra Ella Litzeves Lazeh. The whole world was not created except for this person to have a chabura, that people around him, the Yira Shemayim, so people around him so they would listen to him. Amr Rabbi Chabo, Amr Rav Huna, Rabbi Chabo said the name of Huna, Kol Sheyodeya B'Chaveiro Shul Rogalitin Lo Shalom. Whoever knows that his friend who sees in the streets will always say Shalom to him. Yakdim lo shalom. You should say shalom to him first. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Bakei shalom v'artfeyu. You should ask for shalom and you should chase after it. If you know someone to say hello to you, say hello to them first. The imnasan lo, the lo hichsir. And if someone says to you and he doesn't return it, I guess this also means to say good Shabbos in the street, maybe. The imnasan lo, the lo hichsir. Nikra gazlan. The person who doesn't respond is considered a gazlan. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ba'atem bi'artem hakerem yizeles ha'ani b'vatechem. You stole from the ani. Now, what do you steal from the ani? The ani has nothing. So how can you be stealing from the ani? So the only thing you can steal from the ani is what he has. He has the bracha of shalom. So if you don't respond shalom, I'm going to extend it. You don't say the Shabbos. The person says the Shabbos to you in the street. You are considered as if you are gazan. Okay? We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.